Hey, it's Jeff Around Town, and I'm on the terrace of the mill on Leavenworth with Mo Elibadi. Mo, thanks for chatting with me.
I'm glad to be here.
We first met over a Zoom call when you interviewed me for the UNO Gateway. And for folks who don't know, the Gateway is the student newspaper at UNO.
Yep.
And you are a senior, and you were writing a story about me. I got my start at the UNO Gateway many years ago as a cartoonist. And so I was honored, Mo, that you reached out. And the main reason I want to talk to you is because I've been interviewed a lot in my career. You ask me some of the best questions, and your writing is wonderful. So thank you. And what drives you?
What gets me up in the morning?
What gets you up in the morning?
Honestly, so I'm 23. I'm about to graduate. What keeps me going is honestly just the spontaneous things. With the Gateway, I could go one day just basically going out to report a protest, or I go another day learning about a research that I have have nothing about. It's about learning new things every day, and it's always having like that little knowledge.
Curiosity.
That curiosity is what drives me every single day. Even it's just like those little things,
yeah.
It will always like be in your head as like memory. And it's something that you could always recollect too.
So how do you come up with your questions? Because again, you were asking me things that I've never been asked. For example, you asked me if there was one picture that would define me, what would it be? And I thought, man. And what I ended up doing is I did a kind of a photo cartoon illustration for you for the article. But like, what inspires you? How do you come up with questions?
So for me is that like, I understood what the assignment was. It was basically get a feature story, and I had to know who you are as a person. You are an artist, you are a writer, you are a radio host. What are all those questions that are relevant in that world? And then I had ChatGPT basically modify all those questions to basically make them more appealing, because like what I say usually is not always the best. So it's just let me refine it to what gets to the best questions I ask you.
Well, that surprises me that you were even using ChatGPT to refine those questions, because my recollection was that we were having a conversation just like we're having now.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say, don't diminish your curiosity and your writing is so good. Like, yes, you can learn a skill in school and refine that, but I feel like you have that inner curiosity.
Of course. I mean, the thing about what people people have this bad misconception of ChatGPT. They think, oh, let me just send this entire information.
Yeah.
They'll give me everything. I just copy paste and just repeat and just be a parrot. What I do usually is basically have all the ideas that I already have and just say, ChatGPT, just make this better.
Using it as a tool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just basically make it better, 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 because like, I'm not just copy and pasting blind. I'm picking the quality that I actually like.
Yeah.
It's basically I'm catering to it.
Uh-huh.
What a lot of people don't do is they just copy paste and they're finished. They don't care about the work they've done. It's just basically AI slop.
And it's cold. It's slop.
Exactly.
And it's cold. Yeah.
Exactly. So like when you put care into the work that you do, and especially with ChatGPT streamlining the work that you do, it makes your job a little bit easier. And it makes it probably even better than what the rough draft in your mind is already is. Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. So are you planning on doing more writing in the future after graduation? Or what does the future hold for Mo?
Honestly, working at the Gateway, it really surprised me on how much curiosity that I really have.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if I put myself into more of a journalistic route down in the line. It's just more on what the future really holds.
Yeah.
But with this internship, they basically got me writing press releases and whatnot. That's kind of journalism, but it's more on a...
But it's good practice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome.
So with my degree, it's so broad.
Right.
And I want to try every scope of the world of communication and find the one that actually genuinely makes me happy. Because you can always have a $100 bill.
Mm-hmm.
But is that $100 bill going to make you happy at the end of the day? Probably not.
Yeah, not necessarily. Mo Elibadi, thank you so much for chatting on Jeff Around Town. I've truly enjoyed it, and thank you again for that wonderful article.
I'm glad to be here.